Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
2 minutes, Sam. Just like Tuesday.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, we're back. Aren't you lucky? It is a bonus episode for round 18 of the AFL.
Thanks for joining us, Sam.
You are so
welcome.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes, we're here. We made it work. Some technical difficulties this morning, but we're most lucky, really, to have Dane with us. Dane, you're still in Victoria.
Starting to become a trend, Sam.
Is it?
He doesn't like people who are late.
No. Well, technically I'm early because we're booked for 10:30, so I'm still 10 minutes. I've got 10 minutes up my sleeve, Dane.
I originally booked for 9:30.
This is true, but then I went blind.
Yeah.
So I had to go.
Exactly.
So not stop it, you'll go blind, you're just going blind.
I'm going blind, yes, thanks to this darling child in my stomach. I've got swollen corneas, Dane. Have you ever had swollen corneas?
It's just from taking too much ecstasy, isn't it? You shouldn't be doing that while you're pregnant, Sam.
I don't know if it's from taking too much ecstasy, Dane.
No wonder your child's having a fucking party in your belly.
My corneas are swollen, so I can't see, which is fabulous. But I've got notes, so hopefully we can read those.
Are you still in pajamas, Dane?
No, I'm in a hoodie. I've got pajama pants on.
That's
yeah, that's all I thought I saw a glimpse of.
Yeah, I've got nothing else to do.
So you're not going. Everywhere. You're not going anywhere, are you? You're staying in.
We couldn't get out last night. I was meant to be away next 2 weeks. That's obviously not happening. Perth.
Did you enjoy that message I sent you yesterday when I said I think we're going to go into lockdown? Did you enjoy? How'd you go with that reaction?
How do you think it went?
On Wednesday, actually, it was 2 days ago. Surely fucking not. I think was the reply.
I don't need know-it-alls like you to fucking rub it in. I know where I am. I know where I live.
Do you?
I don't need fucking know-it-alls to be like. Do you not think I'm following the situation? Do you not think I don't have the internet? Or a TV at home. Like, I'm fully well aware of the situation.
I meant 2 days ago.
I know. I'm fully well aware of the situation.
What was happening at the Albion?
Pardon?
It's, you know, on a serious point, away from you, before we get back to you, how much of a head fuck is it for a business like the Albion that people have to put up with?
Well, it's an enormous head fuck. We're meant to open this weekend. That's obviously not happening. And, like, there's no way we're coming out of lockdown on I don't think we'll come out of lockdown on Tuesday or Wednesday, like it's happened every other time in this state. But then we'll ease restrictions again for another 6 weeks. It's fucking ridiculous. But so God knows when it'll open. Hopefully in time for footy finals. It'll be played not in Melbourne.
No way I'm missing it.
But who knows? Yeah, exactly. Like, we're not the only people in that boat. But it's fucked. But what can you do?
How many staff get put out and under that type of setup?
100-odd?
Yeah.
No, it's not. My holiday plans are not good either.
Yeah, back to you.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually asking a serious question on Twitter. So can you leave your house in the 5Ks to go to the airport?
I
couldn't answer you, but that's when I sent back to you, well, if you live within 5Ks of the airport.
I know. Well, I used to. So when I growing up, that's where I lived. I lived out there. So maybe if I had my old address on my ID, well, think if I didn't have the profile that I do, we probably would have just said, fuck it, let's just go and see if we can, because the borders are still unclosed. So I was like, well, why can't we go? But obviously not allowed to leave 5Ks from your house. So I was like, fuck it. So we moved our Perth's gone. So that's gone for the year, I would imagine, because of how strict he is. Queensland, we're meant to go to Hayman Island. We've just pushed all the accommodation back a week. So we're meant to leave on Sunday. Meant to go. So now we're flying out next Sunday. What are the chances that happens?
Well, all we can do is go on what we see this morning. So the 10 cases are all linked. That's a very good sign.
Very good.
Yeah. Very good sign, because it's all about community spread. So at the moment, what we've gone on this morning, what the government have sent out is that the new cases are all linked. So that gives us hope. But then I heard on the radio about the rugby union. Did you hear what happened with the rugby union?
No.
So Tuesday night, Amy Park, which Sam, you know very well, they're expecting, I think, 10, and they got 20.
Yeah.
1,000. Wow. And there's been a case from it. So that means that it was much more crowded than they expected. And if there's been a case from it, it's just a who knows over the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. We'll
see. So fun and games.
Yeah, so it's who knows. But fuck, what can you do?
Do you know where you're not working
on your brand yesterday?
Huh?
I got the feeling you weren't working on your brand yesterday.
Why?
You held
read on Twitter, every single asshole who came into Melbourne from Sydney broke the rules and fucked us again, needs to be named and shamed. And maybe some waterboarding too. And can I say, I was driving around in my car, laughing, I look like a big idiot. Because I don't know who else would put out hashtag cunts.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they were.
Is it a popular hashtag? I imagine it would be.
I actually wanted to say they should be executed, but I thought I might get banned from Twitter for saying that.
Probably so too far.
I had they should be executed written down. I was like, I may get like kicked off Twitter for a couple of weeks, and I've got nothing else to do in lockdown, so I don't want to get banned. So I try to put it as nicely as possible. So that was as nicely as possible as I could put it.
They really should be named and shamed. Well, you wouldn't keep doing it.
Absolutely.
What a fucking idiot.
And because, what about if they weren't removalists, or they didn't go, their family didn't go to Coles, or whatever it was? What about if it was me, or it was like an actress, or it was a reality TV star, or it was fucking someone prominent in the community? That would be on the front page of the paper saying that, you know, fucking Dane Swan or someone from The Bachelor or whatever it is, whoever has got a politician or whatever it was, and they'd be on the front. They'd be on the front five pages.
Absolutely.
But because they're anonymous, they don't get. They should absolutely be fucking thrown in jail.
Well, I know you told me to get over it. I've got over it from me, but not for our friend. As we speak, you make a very good point. As we speak, these removalists, and I'm saying quotation mark removalists, but whatever, these removalists have one millionth what Scotty Cummings copped.
Yeah, exactly.
One millionth. No one knows who they are. Completely anonymous.
And they're not going to get in trouble, are they?
Well, at this stage, no. Well, they're saying that they're going to hand them over to the police. And I did hear Charlie Bazina, who's a policing legend on 3AW yesterday, say that there's he could put a very good argument that they should could be up to 10 years jail for it's deliberate, deliberate and reckless in what they did, not assisting the police. That there's various charges that they could be.
They should be hung.
I think that's been ruled out over the journey.
Yeah,
I still think capital punishment should be available.
Oh, for COVID breaches.
People always don't deserve to live. What they are just fucking assholes. It's not good. Not good.
And of course, Twitter misses the point when I posted that about what Charlie Bazina said. They go, "Oh, what about this and what about that?" Well, the other people, even if they're fucked up, they haven't been deliberate in when they're being questioned, giving the wrong information.
I don't care if didn't people for a family go to a supermarket or something when they were positive?
Coles.
Well, they should be sentenced to death too.
I reckon if you know the bloke that went to the fucking football, someone has to know him because he didn't go on his own. You
I don't care
name
if it's a child.
Name and shame.
You did the wrong thing.
Absolutely.
Right.
Do you know you're only an ex-footballer?
Or at worst, they should have to lose, or at best, they should just have to lose their jobs like everyone else in Melbourne who's done it. Be stuck in the game. Their job. Exactly. Yeah, they should be thrown on the front page of our papers and be hunted down.
Absolutely.
But,
so you're taking this well in a nutshell.
I just want to go on holidays, Ralph. And you know what's diminished, mate? All the charitable work that I was planning on doing.
Exactly.
So
I don't think you can go to Dingley now.
No, you can't.
I can't. They're meant to play, I think they said they're going to redo the game next week, but I'm not here. So, I'm here, but I'm meant to be doing some work, some charity work, so I actually won't be able to play, which is not the worst thing. But I can't see being allowed to play next week.
It's not looking good. Not looking good. But so what we thought we'd do was, because we're for the people, of course.
Yeah, I'm fair enough, but let me tell you, before we get into making money for everyone.
No, I've got questions as well.
Oh, we're okay. I could tell you the moment yesterday when I realised that Australia was fucked.
Well,
you only realised yesterday?
Right, well, you know, New York, a bloody part of the rest of the world are getting cases. They don't care. I can lock down on an island. We don't care. But you know when I knew when the world, Australia was fucked?
Tell us.
When South Australia banned singing. That was it for me.
You ain't got it to step too far?
I thought that's dummy. that's you're trying to tell me that if you're singing in your car on your own, a cop is going to pull you over and go, excuse me, mate. What were you doing then? I see your lips moving a bit faster. Were you singing? You're out. There's a $1,400 fine. Some peeping Tom just pops his head over your shower. Excuse me, sir. No singing in the shower, thanks. It's ridiculous.
That's make a good point. Have any of these cases come from none of these cases have come purely because football clubs, AFL clubs, after the game have been wearing masks when they sang a song together. Exactly. That saved the community.
Or is there a game in South Australia this weekend? There wouldn't want to be no singing of the song.
There is. There's one in Adelaide on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a game on Sunday, is there?
There is. Adelaide Eagles, I believe.
Well, Sam's done her homework.
Well, I expect no singing of the club song.
You could expect that from West Coast anyway when they're away.
Exactly. Mate. It's fucked. We've said it 100 times, but, you know, lockdown 5.0. I'm guessing lockdown 6.0 is probably only a couple of months away.
Fair chance. By the way, a couple of days ago, I just had the news ABC 24 on mute in my office while I was working.
Yeah.
And I saw the poor people in the Maribyrnong apartments. Imagine waking up and all of a sudden you can't leave your own building because it all went immediately into lockdown. They're on their balcony on the phone.
Yeah.
And I sent out a little tweet saying, fair dinkum. I mean, you know, can't the media just leave them alone? Imagine you're locked down and then you splashed everywhere. How unfair it is. Anyway, I got a text message straight afterwards. Really uncalled for. See how most of them are on their phones. They're out on the balconies doing interviews with us. So we film them talking while they're on the phone. They're furious and they want to tell their stories. There's no other reason you'd be out in your balcony in the crack of dawn in winter when their camera crew's below. They've come to speak to us. So that's the other side of the argument in favour of the media.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I won't say who, but her name's Candace. So just say her first name.
I've seen her Instagram. She's meant to be going to the Witch Sundays 2 on next Saturday. Definitely she gets there as well.
A lot of holiday plans.
Well, someone in her profile also would be giving up MC work.
Yeah.
Charity work.
Absolutely.
It's not good. Not good. But,
you know where she feels.
I should have stayed up there, really.
Oh, absolutely.
I was only up there a week ago. I should have stayed up.
Thought you'll go. Back to the people.
Taylor. That's what I do.
The boys that played played in Origin, Melbourne Storm boys that played in Origin, were on a charter flight back last night and they landed and turned around and have gone straight back to Queensland so they could get out last night.
They're ahead of the curve. By the way, and Stuart sent us a message here. Fun fact Friday, lobsters communicate by peeing each other out of their heads.
And what?
Lobsters, by this peeing is quite on interesting. Other. Lobsters communicate by peeing on each other out of their heads.
That's fucking bizarre.
It's not bad.
That's got to be a documentary on us. Fun fact Friday. SBS, doesn't it?
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I've got some messages before Sam takes us through the rest of the game. Trent, what the hell do I bet on now? Well, racing's still going, and I think everything else is still going, isn't it?
Well, you bet on absolutely everything because we can't leave the house. So
Responsibly. And we'll guide you through.
Basketball starts Sunday. There's basketball game 5 Sunday. There's the UFC on Sunday. There's footy, rugby, racing. Hey, we'll find some. We'll find winners for you.
We'll guide you through.
From Aiden. Why did Sportsbet void Tigers v Lions bets? Had the line and the unders.
Well, very, very well. Depending on, I won't give my tip away yet, but I actually had a multi go. I took the Bucks at the line into Geelong, into the under, into Richmond at the line, and I was shit myself because I looked at them. I was like, "Oh fuck, the game's moved up. It's in Queensland, isn't it?"
Correct.
Yep.
So that changes the complete. I don't know if I'm going to lose this, but. So I'd much rather be on the other side of it, but they voided it. So I guess you probably know a bit more, Ralph, being the expert. I'm just a casual punter, but I guess it's a whole new market and a whole new game, so they have to avoid it because people would probably be on the other side to be very happy. Mm. Like if you're on the Brisbane side, if you plunged on them, you'd probably be happy, so they'd probably just void it. But I got a win. I got a payout last night, which was nice.
Well done. No, it was actually, I won't say who, because I said I wouldn't say who, but someone, I took a little multi with the unders with the GWS Sydney game in Ballarat.
Mm. Yeah.
And then it's moved to Queensland. I said, well, you've got to avoid it. No, oh no, we've got terms and conditions. I said, okay, here's the thing. You can go talk to someone above you and then ring me back because you're not going to like it if you try and hold me to this. And it was just a little multi. But I said, don't treat me as a moron. And they went, I'm not treating – no. I said, no, your organisation is because if you say gamble responsibly, part of responsibly is the only reason that bet was there was because it was Ballarat in 13 degrees or 9-degree weather, sideways rain. Mm. Once it's moved, it's a totally different bet.
Correct.
Yeah, so did they allow it?
They I think they had to chat with someone above them.
Yeah. Yeah, they voided it, yeah.
Yeah, as they should have.
Did you reinvest?
No. No. Speaking of which, tomorrow, from P. Quinster, how about a racing tip, please, Ralphie, given the sleet unders aren't relevant now? So, there's a horse called Seniors Express in the last race at Flemington tomorrow, each way, something each way.
What's it called? Seniors
Express. There
you go. I got someone told me this morning I was going to be pissing down in where the GWS Sydney game is going to be played.
GWS Sydney is going to be fine. Metricon Stadium's going to be fine. Okay. Yeah.
Here, this game is getting moved to Brisbane this weekend. If bet stands, regardless of venue, will be okay. Yeah.
There's currently a storm going through Brisbane at the moment.
Okay.
When I checked last night, Sunday. It's Sunday at 10 p.m. It should be okay, but it may have changed. Adelaide should have rain.
Okay.
Yeah, right. it'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. Get around me. What was your pre-game meal this morning?
When I was. So I used to have, say, for playing Saturday, homemade pasta on the Thursday night, risotto on the Friday night. And if it was a game, if it was a night game, I'd have a Milo cereal for breakfast and then have a nap. And then about 3 o'clock, 3:30, I would have like a bit of some lasagna.
Meat or vegetarian?
Meat. And if it was a day game, I'd just have the cereal and wouldn't eat again.
Mm. From Ash Terrains, I was supposed to have a violin concert this weekend. Do I write? I need answers, Dane.
Not sure anyone who plays the violin's writing of anything.
They may do. You don't know. Don't
But yes, fucking oath. Well, listen, I'll say a lot of stupid things, but I'm not going to tell people to write and then get arrested and blame me. So I'd love to be able to help you, but listen, your violin concert is just as important to you as me giving back to the community this weekend and then,
that's right,
then going to Home and Island with me boots full. So we're both evenly egregious, is that the word? I don't know if I've said it right, but we're both evenly pissed off that we both aren't allowed to do the things we love. You and your violin and me helping out the community and going on holidays. So it's fucked, but I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Don't riot because we don't want you getting arrested.
From kids' table, tucked or untucked T-shirt under a hoodie in winter?
Oh, tucked in winter. Keep the cold out.
Untucked. I don't tuck anything.
Oh, but in winter it's cold, Dean.
Pardon?
And you can't see it tucked in because it's under a hoodie. Hoodie's untucked.
The only time I tuck something is maybe when you've got a little travelling, you have to tuck him up when you're walking through the,
Would you rather be in lockdown with no smart tech stuff or no lockdown in a room full of kids?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, if you can hear what's going on with mine at the moment, the first option.
Sam, any time?
With no smart what?
So you're in lockdown, but you've got no smart tech stuff, or you've got a smartphone, et cetera, but the room is full of kids.
I'd take the room full of kids. That's a normal day at work for me.
I'll just meditate, read some books, you know, play some ball games. No problems. Sleep.
From Max, fuck Swatty, you left too soon when you're on the sunny coast. You came to my butcher shop.
Yeah, I know. I don't make mistakes often, but that was a mistake. I should have. We looked to get out last night, but, mate, and tell you who else I have a problem with, the airline.
Mm. Yes.
They should be executed as well, right, even though we need to. Mate, so I looked online. We were trying to get out last night. There was like a 6 o'clock flight and we looked about 3:30. So if it just had been me and Taylor, it would have been easy to get an Uber. We have to sort the dog and the baby. Mate, $1,000 one way to the Gold Coast per person. Well, what are...
Don't you get a charity exemption?
I should. What arseholes?
No, how about you?
But, Taylor only got home Tuesday. So she definitely should have stayed. I know. I see the errors of my ways now. I will not make that mistake again. If I get up there, I'm not coming home.
From Renson, we're absolutely kidding ourselves. The whole shit show is a joke. Go and get vaccinated. I don't think that's a question. You guys can't get vaccinated yet, can you?
I've got no idea, but I will. Absolutely, we all sure get vaccinated. I don't have not a rush to get it, but if someone leads me to get it, I'll go get it done.
From Jason, Corona's had more comebacks than Johnny Farnham.
This is very true.
Speaking of which, he was Johnny Farnham, then he became John Farnham. Did I see a photo of something on your Insta story the other day? Of was it Scott Cummings or Scotty Cummings? I couldn't quite pick.
Yeah, it was Scotty. Scotty it was, yeah.
Scotty.
So you had a good bloke's catch up.
We did.
Just in time.
Had our last supper, yep. Still feeling the effects of it today.
Anything you can pass on to the listeners?
He's not allowed to speak to our listeners.
This is very true.
Not from him, but just from the dinner itself.
It was good. Down at Lamaro's, had a wine, Torbreck wines come in and did like a wine night or whatever you call them, wine tasting night, and like matched with the food. It was good. It was a solid night, actually. Everyone sort of stayed around till the early hours of the morning. I think we all knew that we were fucked the next day, so let's just get a blowout in. So maybe if I wasn't as hungover, I probably would have been up a bit more, would have been up earlier. So I got home about 4.
From a lunch?
If been out that night. Pardon?
Was it a lunch or a dinner?
It was a dinner.
Okay.
Turned into a, yeah. So I have, if I hadn't been as fucked as I was early in the morning, it probably would have had me head together and we could have got ourselves out. So I just once again blame myself.
From Toby,
I don't want to blame myself.
When will Dane be giving back to the good people of Adelaide?
Well, I'm also meant to be there in. the weekend, it's like the 5th or 6th or 7th of August or something like that. So that's probably not happening. I don't know how South Australia's borders are, but I can probably kiss that goodbye too.
They're closed at current.
I'll be living on bread and water for the next fucking 6 months.
From Tommy, does Dane love the Wiggles yet?
No, he doesn't. We're not allowed to watch TV. All he watches is ESPN and the footy. So he loves that. That's how he gets his math, counting in ones and twos and threes in the basketball and sixes and ones in the footy.
Absolutely. From M. Tippo, would Dane wear Ralphie's clothes for a week for $1,000?
Right now, I'd do anything for $1,000. So I send him over, Ralph.
Well, I'll leave it at that. I think I'll leave it at that. Samantha, we better help out our people.
Well, let's check in. Let's talk about last night, first of all. How did that go down? Because I followed the wrong shepherd. I completely got it disastrously wrong and lost my first bet, but that's okay because we'll bounce back.
I don't know why you don't follow me.
I know.
My Thursday night picks, I don't think I've missed one.
No, I don't think you have.
So what's our specialties at the moment? You're game one of every round.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you are not Freo. You've been on the wrong side of them every time.
Everyone's got a bogey side. Freo's mine.
Yeah.
And I really thought I worked it out well, and then Freo ran out, and then Geelong ran out, and I looked at all the good players at Geelong, and I just went, what the fuck was I thinking? But geez, there was a big push for it, Buzz. What are you? They were plus 10.5, and then – by the time the game started, I think it was minus 2.5. That's a two-goal swing's massive in the betting market.
Don't think I licked my lips when I looked at it. I was like, geez, they're minus 2. I said, what's happened? I said, they must have all, like, Hawkins, Dangerfield, and fucking Seldon must be not playing. And I was like, no, fuck it. I'm just riding with them. I licked my lips and then had the under. The under, three-quarter time, it looked a bit shaky, but then the rains came and Freo tried fucking the hardest to give it. Fuck the unders for me, but yeah, they'd packed up and give up halfway through the third quarter. I was like, this is embarrassing. They just completely stopped. Fife was getting caught holding the ball three or four times, who's normally not like that. Couldn't move the ball, but Geelong very good. Like I said on the podcast, Samantha, like, I don't know why you didn't follow me. At least the two goal better side than Fremantle. That is why I'm taking Geelong minus 10.5.
Yep. So Gary Rowan was out, and how often do we say it? The markets overreact to one good player being out.
And Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah.
I think I must have, I don't know why, I think I listened to Ralph saying, you know, Freo have been playing all right football. And then I was like, oh, it's over Geelong, the West.
Yeah, you both for Geelong.
Yeah, I know. And as soon as the game started, I was like, do you know that I've backed the Dockers here? Fucking dumb. Within about 4 minutes.
Hopefully everyone's got a little bit of spending money over the weekend now after last night. So hopefully we can give it all back weekend. So you're betting for free, technically.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into it. Friday night football. Richmond, technically it's their home game, but it's up at Metricon Stadium. They're hosting Brisbane at 7:50 p.m. The odds are $3.22 Richmond, Brisbane $1.35. The line is plus 18.5 to Richmond. The over-unders is 148.5, Dane. Supposed to be rain in the morning, but should be fine by the evening.
It's a tough one. I, for some reason, still going to take Richmond with the 18.5.
Really?
I think I don't know why. I keep saying it. Like, I think I said it on the Pony podcast. Maybe I'm just completely wrong about Richmond now too, but I still think they've got a little bit less. Jack's 300th, maybe they lift for that. I'm not saying necessarily they win, but Hipwood, I want to see how they go without Hipwood and Adams, two huge pieces for them. I think Richmond could find a way to keep this close. So I'm not convinced they win, but I'm convinced that they keep it within 18.5. If that had stayed at 12.5, I probably would have taken Brisbane.
I agree with you. It's now moved far too far because of that the shift. And you know, let's have a look at the changes. I mean, you've got Naish, Collier, Dawkins, and Dow out. A first gamer in Matthew Parker, but Lambert and Nankervis are older bodies. At the same time, as you said, is Brisbane have got two very good players out. So two good players out and two good players in is a good switch. And as you said, I don't get overly excited with milestone games, but they're going to really show something different. So 8.5 is a nice start. So I'm with you on this one now.
What's the what did you say the weather was? 148 seems low.
It's raining today.
It's raining.
No, it's raining today.
And it'll be raining. Yeah, raining this morning, but it should be fine, and it'll be top of 14.
Well, if it's fine, just fall a bounce, and you can bounce the ball and have a little speck on the overs. Just, I think 148 is low, but Richmond at the line for me.
Fabulous. Well, the next game is the Gold Coast Suns hosting the Western Bulldogs. Gold Coast paying $4.10, Western Bulldogs $1.24. The line is plus 24.5 to the Gold Coast, and the over-unders is 150.5. The weather is fine. It's Metricon Stadium at 4:35 in the afternoon, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm not changing anything from the pod the other day, so I think the overs is it's a very low line, 150.5 for a really good side in the Bulldogs, and the Suns have got their tail up. I think the Bulldogs will win easily, but I'd prefer I'd prefer the overs.
Yeah, I am not changing my bet from here. Bulldogs are a four-goal better side than the Gold Coast, and I think they have to show something. They've been pretty ordinary last week on a deck which they should have smacked Sydney. Bulldogs will find a way to lift and win this game comfortably.
Alrighty, well, the next game is Melbourne hosting Hawthorn. Melbourne $1.07, Hawthorn $8.50. The line is minus 42.5 to Melbourne, and the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 147.5. It's at the MCG. It's raining in the day, 8 degrees at night time, 4:35 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah, and one of the in the little things that we've noticed is that when there's been no crowds, without the you know, I suppose the adrenaline, I'm only observer, you were great 20, but with no crowds, the sides haven't gone on with it late in the game. So I know you've already said Hawthorn is a good value with the amount of points, and I think the line's not low enough for what the conditions will be. So I'm sticking to the unders.
Yeah. How can this game be at the MCG? Isn't everyone fleeing? So...
Well, again, we can only go on what info we've got. So at the moment, I sent out a tweet about an hour ago and no one's responded. I said, why wouldn't something move? But at this stage, Carlton, Collingwood and Melbourne Hawthorn are still here.
So I guess they're banking on us not being in lockdown next week. Because otherwise,
yes.
Yeah, all right. I once again didn't know I thought this game was moved, so I might have had a different opinion. But I think that the line's moved, gone out. 3 points since we last. So Hawthorn for me, it's meant to be a horrible day, so it's probably not a bad thing I'm not playing footy tomorrow. Also like the unders, but I'll let you have the unders, Ralph. I'll probably take, if I'm just having a double on that game, I'll take Hawthorn in the unders. But my bet is Hawthorn to cover the 7 goals.
Alrighty, well, next up go ahead.
No, I was going to say Sam Mitchell masterclass coming up for Hawthorn.
Hasn't the Hawthorn form held up too from Freo?
Magnificent.
Sorry, Sam.
No, that's totally fine. Next up on my list, I have St Kilda Port Adelaide. However, I can't see any odds for it, Ralph. Am I looking in the wrong place? It's disappeared. It was there last night, but it's no longer there.
Okay. So we can only – maybe that there's a chance it'll be moved.
Where is it meant to be?
It's meant to be at Marvel Stadium at 7:25 p.m., St Kilda versus Port, but it's no longer on the website where we get our odds from.
Okay, so where do we think it's going to be played? I like Port, like I said before, I don't know where it could be moved. Anywhere it moves, I guess it's going to be a benefit for Port because – it's not St Kilda's home ground.
Yep, and we know there won't be crowds if it is at the Marvel.
The AFL website is still showing Marvel Stadium. However, it's not on the betting website that we use.
I will stick. Sorry to interrupt. But I will stick. Whatever happens, Port at whatever line they put up. I think they're going to smash St Kilda.
Fair enough.
I like Port. I don't think it's going to go out enormously, but I like Port to win by about 4 or 5 goals. So do with that what you will.
We shall do with that what we will. We'll move on to Sunday footy, where North Melbourne are hosting Essendon. North Melbourne paying $3.72, Essendon $1.28. The line is +22.5 to North, and the over-unders is 157.5. It's being played at Metricon. Weather looks to be fine at 12:35 p.m. kickoff for the first of 2 games on this Sunday.
Well, I can't change what I said during the week. And the line actually hasn't changed, interestingly, from 157.5. I don't think these sides are going to rack up a big score. So North particularly, they're going from Perth back to Melbourne. Now they're having to fly up. They don't score normally anyway. And I think they're going to try and shut Essendon down. So 157.5 at the unders.
I'm Essendon. I think North coming off a very big game in the wet. Might have a bit of a letdown. Tough game. Conditions were hard. Slogged it out. Incredible win. They didn't have much competition, though, but they got the job done. Young bodies, they might be a bit sore. I like effort and recovery.
Well, the next game is, again, on the AFL website, currently still saying it's being played at the MCG. Collingwood hosting Carlton. Collingwood paying $1.96, Carlton $1.88. The line is +1.5 to Collingwood. The over-unders is 148.5. It's supposed to be no rain, 13 degrees, 3:20 p.m. kickoff, Dane.
Yeah, well, I'm not changing. I said it. I won't be tipping Carlton to beat Collingwood at any stage of my life. So give me Collingwood to win. Don't worry about the 1.5.
And I think we saw the Geelong form pretty good in Carlton once again. They can just kick straight, for God's sake. But just as Freo's my bogey side, Collingwood is your bogey side when it comes to the punt, Dane. So I'm with Carlton.
Fair enough.
Fabulous. Well, moving on to the next game, we see the Eagles hosting West Coast. Eagles paying $2.10, West Coast $1.74. The line is +5.5 to Adelaide, and the over-unders is 152.5. This is currently being played.
Did you say the Eagles are hosting West Coast?
Pregnancy brain.
Sorry.
Adelaide hosting West Coast.
Adelaide $2.10. West Coast $1.74.
Right.
Adelaide +5.5. The over-unders 152.5. And it's currently being played in Adelaide at 4:40 p.m. There should be passing showers.
Even if the Eagles were hosting West Coast, they still couldn't get a win.
That's right. Well, exactly. We don't need to change anything, do we? Because nothing's changed from the games. 154.5 was the line. It's gone to 152.5. So
the line's
I'm sticking to my line from 154.5.
The West Coast line's come in to -5.5 was at 8.5.
Come in a
little
bit.
I can't do it. I refuse. But no, I'm not backing them. Adelaide at the line.
Really?
Until they show me something, I refuse to back them.
Adelaide at the line. It is a home game for Adelaide. West Coast were deplorable.
Adelaide have no right in winning this game. The talent that West Coast have, how they are playing, the way they're playing is deplorable.
Correct.
They should be ashamed of themselves. But until they prove to me that their good players get back into form, I will not be picking them. So, for this reason, this is my worst bet of the round, Adelaide into West Coast. Adelaide at the line.
Well, let's move on to the last game of the round. Greater Western Sydney hosting Sydney. GWS $2.49. Sydney $1.54. The line is +11.5 to GWS. And the over-unders is 150.5. It is also being played at Metricon at 6:10 p.m. kickoff, and it should also be fine, Ralph.
Well, I'll change from the unders because it's not in Ballarat to GWS at the line. They're still playing good footy, and Sydney have really been up. I just think they're due for just a little downer. And I'm not saying they can't win, obviously, and you've got an 11.5 start. So I think a 2-goal head start for GWS is a nice bet. So GWS was fine for me.
Yeah, Sydney's another one that I've had wrong most of this year. Thought they'd fall out of the 8. Didn't think they'd sustain it. So hand up, that was on me. They're the ones I've probably got the most wrong. So I'll probably get them wrong this week. GWS will probably flog them. So I'm taking Sydney at the line. I think they're good. They beat all the good sides around them. Sydney at line, but I think they're just a two-goal better side. So GWS probably smacks them. But, yeah, Sydney at the line for me.
I'm not changing anything from my best bet. I won't take a multi. Too confusing now, so I'm just sticking to the best bet is Port Adelaide.
Fabulous. And Dane, do you have a best bet or a changed multi?
Richmond can go. What do I have? I had the Hawks at the line, Port at the line,
Richmond and Geelong.
Richmond and Geelong under, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, we don't know the market with Port and Richmond, no. So give me Hawthorn at the line. Give me the Dogs, and give me Collingwood. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Do you have a best bet?
And my racing works, racetrackralphie.com.au. Same, it's an honour system again. If you don't like what I do, I'll give you back a voucher. I'll send out an email. So, tough Flemington winter conditions tomorrow, but if you're just a little each way, Sinus Express, I think it's about $8 in the last race. I think you'll run a very good race.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome for us doing a bonus. Dane's as pleased as I'm sure you guys are. We hope you have fun having a gamble over the weekend, but please do it responsibly.
You're right. Thanks, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.